just dawned on me that it's...
It didn't just dawn on me. But it's St. Patrick's Day. So, Jorn Begora.
Have you seen that vigilante man?
Hey!
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
This week on Bug House Square, what do we got?
Well,
it's Women's Month, you know? Like, gosh, again, wasn't it just Women's Month? No, I think every day is Women's Day. I try to, and through that, I hope it will make me a better person.
Rainy night down in the engine house, sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man come along and chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days we'd pass the time away, sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? Does a vigilante man? Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled round from town to town. I rambled round from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
You have the world at your fingertips. Your fingertips.
Let's see what you've done to the rain and the sun. So many changes have all just begun to reap. I know you're asleep.
Yes, yes, that was Blondie. Heart of Glass, that was from their debut record. It's got to be one of the better debuts, I gotta say.
That's not their debut record. That's a third record.
All right, I'm sorry, I got mixed up with. That's their third record. So what do I know? You know, that's why I got. You know, people correct me. I'm flawed, and I'm willing to admit it. If I need to be corrected, so shall it be. So yeah, we're here. This is Radio Valencia, man. Just living it. Living the California. Like, this is like, holy shit. It is so fucking nice out right now. It's like 80, maybe. It got hotter, maybe. But the sun, it's clear. It's calm. And it's the first ones. It's before, like, all the urine soaks into the sidewalk. And you know, and then the fog moves in and it gets kind of dank. This is like a California day. And then I hear, you know, that it's like snowstorming, like big time. So it's just it's amazing this fast country we have and all the various climates. And I don't know. I remember April. I vividly remember an April snow. You know, probably a 10 or 12 inch snow. It was fun. You don't know any better, and you do. I mean, you know, you're. We're all like malleable, you know, whatever pot we're planted in, you know, we kind of do it. Let's talk about this music, man. Let's talk about it, really. Let's just get into it. Blondie was there, apparently their third record. I'd like to hear anyway, we'll get into it. I'll look for those. Tina Turner we had in there from the Private Dancer record. We did 1984. David Bowie song, of course, but wow, what a undertaking. Yeah, nice. We had Sergio Mendes, Brazil 66 from the Equinox record. We did Night and Day. We did. That's a good one. So we're doing like, you know, women, but we had J.J. Cale in there, Crazy Mama. We had Spirit from the 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus. We did the prelude. Nothing to Hide. And we opened up with Woody. I think we're just going to press on, man. So I had this... oh, man. Or do we get into shit? Oh, they painted their studio. And it looks good. It's brighter. It's just, you know, and, you know, it smells better. And it's good. It still has that clubhouse feel. I like that. They couldn't take that away. And let's see. What else is news? Did I was going to talk about something. St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day. But I'm doing this Lenten thing. So pretty much the last time I can think back to, I'm always sober for St. Patrick's Day. So it's really, it provides a nice perspective to the debauchery, although it's not bad around here. Chicago was, you know, back in those days, it was, people really got into it, and it was kind of a, you know, like New Year's, whatever, people who were drinking, they were not really equipped to deal. We got a mouse in the house, apparently, so I'm like, yeah, I'll, we're kind of trying to clean the place up, and we are. It's looking good. It's looking good as I've ever seen it. Mauro was here Saturday, and after I was here doing some patching, and I got an email that there's a mouse scampered, so I texted or wrote him back that okay, I'll try to remember to bring some mouse traps, and then I get a following email from him sometime later, and he's like, okay, get one of those like. Those live catches, and then we can take it and release it somewhere. And I didn't want to respond because, you know, when I say mouse traps, this is like a mouse trap, right? It's like SWAC, you know, speedy, humane, better than a sticky trap or any of that like gruesome shit. And I'm thinking, all right, you know, and I dig where he's coming from. I love animals, and I am I do what I can to help them. And but by the thing is with they write like fables and stories about mice infestations, so they're really. They're a thing where it's an agreement we've all kind of came to when we came out of the caves and the fields and started living, you know, on top of each other. And, oh, all right, hold on, we're going to get this. Hey, you there, Yurji?
I am.
What the hell was I talking about? I'm telling the story about a mouse. So we've got a mouse, and then the they were requesting a live catch trap to release them, to do a catch and release for the mouse.
Yes.
And so I've just been kind of talking about how the mice have that we have an agreement with them that we won't. You know, we're going to have traps and we're going to keep you at bay, but you've got plenty of area to survive and keep the
yes.
and keep the species going.
Stay put.
Yeah, and you really have to provide pressure against that because that's how we've evolved. You know, whether it's cats or traps or whatever
territory,
we've got to establish our territory. And I think it's more humane to just take them out swiftly. Versus taking them and releasing them somewhere, and then they just get run over by a car or you know, gang raped. God knows what happens to these mice.
Wow, man, you have a really dark view of the mouse world.
It's tough out there. I've seen it.
It is tough out there. You know, I have to say, I had an infestation here a couple of years back, and you know, when you walk into a room, and you're like, oh, they
yeah, yeah.
You know it. You're like, oh, there's more of them here than I can't ignore it anymore, right? And so I started, I did a mix of humane and inhumane. That was a good trap. And I was able to get about 50% out alive. I took them out to the cliff where the hawks hang out. I'm like,
oh, damn.
Better your food for the hawks than your trash in my garbage. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I see. Yeah.
Circle of life and all that. You know, I want to be a part of the biome.
Well, I put mine in compost, so we all get
there. You go, there. Boom! It's biome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, look, I had a question for you.
Yes, sir.
As someone who is a what's the right word? I guess maybe persisting through Lent.
I'm thriving.
Is St. Patrick's Day a hard day?
No. It's not. It's okay. No. And then by this time, I'm thinking about like the Jesus shows next week, and then Easter and. It's like good.
You're on the backside of it all then.
Yeah, I'm on the backside of it all.
I definitely felt though today, I was like, this is like a temptation drop right in the middle of Lent oftentimes, right?
And it's
like
if
someone who's trying to stay dry for Lent, like St. Patrick's Day is like
it is. I mean, I'd like to God, I really haven't been like craving beer. Like once in a while, I'll sneak like a sip like off my partner's beer. Just a just a taster like I'd be a you know a wine taster or something like that, and it's like
yeah.
I'm not missing this,
good for you.
Yeah,
for you.
So but man, I'm shaking like a leaf. I could really use it.
You got the troubles.
Oh man, one quick mouse thing. So I do a little construction work in Sacramento, working on a friend's house.
This is
a testament to why you have to maintain your territory and nip it in the bud. I was redoing a bathroom remodel, small bathroom, bathtub, shower, sink, toilet. Pulling out there, I'm like, you want me to take? It was like an exterior wall sheetrock. That's you know was I go? I can take this rock, you know, put fresh sheetrock in. It didn't need it, but. I like put a hammer in and I pull it out. There's two complete stud bays, so 16 inches wide from floor to ceiling, packed with strata of it could have been a decade's worth of generations of mice that lived and died, and then another stack on top, and the bones in varying degrees of decay, and just rank as y'all get out.
Horrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
Horrifying.
So
years and years of life and death.
Yeah, it's like and just go get a trap, you know. make
Holy cow.
Set your perimeter out there, and then anybody's any scragglers you come in, you get them. You get one or two a year. Just keep the traps set, and you're good. We're
that's gonna haunt my dreams.
Don't let it. So, hey, what are you bringing?
So
it's also Women's Month, right?
Yeah. Women's Month and St. Patrick's Day. So Sinead O'Connor was the obvious choice for me.
Oh, yeah, God, you're a thinker.
I was thinking about her. I think about her a lot, actually. But one way I was thinking about her today was like, I think it was kind of like she was really my introduction to the idea. Other than U2, U2 came before,
right?
But around the same time, not too much long after that, like that concept of an Irish identity, and like U2, Unforgettable Fire, Joshua Tree era, like it was already kind of post Sunday Bloody Sunday, right? They were kind of going more towards a globalist, you know, kind of mindset they developed,
right?
Sinead O'Connor was always like, I felt unapologetically Irish, and I really felt like when I found her first record and it came out, and I was like, I hadn't heard anything like it, and I was just so completely turned on by it. I was like, she's Irish, and she's like pagan Irish, she's like fierce,
yeah,
Irish, and I love it. And so, yeah. Women's Month and St. Patrick's Day intersect with my favorite Sinead O'Connor song, which is Just Like You Said It Would Be.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
All right, man. Another great one. I'm going to let you hang up and then get my machine together here.
All right. Good talking to you.
Take care, man. Be
you
good
too.
And enjoy the beautiful weather, man. Hit the surf, dude.
God.
You should be surfing now.
One of my children is lost at the beach right now. She just left. And she's like, I'm going to the beach. I'm like, so be it.
Oh, man. Good for her. I guess,
peace.
You know, live the life. Yeah, peace.
That's it. Good night.
Okay. So we've disconnected from Yuri G. Let's see. We'll try and do this. I've had other kinds of luck that aren't good with the doing the dongle. Sometimes I have to start over when I do the dongle. Oh no! Don't do that. I'm not asking Gemini anything. God, that's so wrong that that shit just starts. And people will say, device two, people will say, Sean, why don't you just make it so it doesn't do that? And I would say, yeah, I should do that. Okay, here we go. Just Like You Said It Would Be. We're going to open this on Spotify. I know. I'm keeping you posted. Here we go.
Why? This is a song about your wavelength and my wavelength, baby. You turn me on. Would you get me on your wavelength now? Yeah, 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 yeah. With your wavelength, oh, with your wavelength, with your wavelength. With your wavelength. Oh mama, oh mama, oh mama, oh mama, oh mama, oh mama, oh mama.
Yeah, this is Eric Satie off Through the Looking Glass. But I'm going to talk over a little bit and tell you about this, those few songs that we heard. So we had Yuri G playing the Sinead O'Connor, and then I backed it with Van Morrison, Wavelength, and I guess that catches us up. I just really wanted to talk over the song, I guess. Let's see. Yeah, we can have a little, use it for a little backup. Let me tell you a little bit about Radio Valencia. It's a radio station where you could, there's a lot of open slots, so you can come in and join the community and put on a two-hour show. People do music, spoken word, theater of the mind. There's all kinds of stuff coming out of here. So whatever you got, you can bring it and do it.
Love me. till there was you.
Get in love.